ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर वन। दिस चैप्टर इज एंटाइटल्ड द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड इज इक्वल टू एवरीवन। टेक्स्ट 20। कथम तस्मिन् भगवती दूरवग्राह्य धामनि पश्यतां सर्वलोकानां लयं यतु अञ्जसा। कथं तस्मिन् भगवति दूरवग्राह्य धामनि पश्यतां सर्वलोकानां लयं यतु अञ्जसा। कथं तस्मिन् भगवति दूरवग्राह्य धामनि पश्यतां सर्वलोकानां लयमीयतु रञ्जसा। कथं तस्मिन् भगवति दूरवग्राह्य धामनि पश्यतां सर्वलोकानां लयं मीयतु रञ्जसा। Mataji's Very good. Katham, how, tasmin, that, Bhagavati, in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, dur abhagrahya, difficult to attain, dhamani, whose nature, pashyatam, looked on, sarva lokanam, while all the people, layam yatu, became absorbed, anjasa, easily. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. How was it possible for Shishupala and Dantavakra, in the presence of many exalted persons, to enter very easily into the body of Krishna, whose nature is difficult to attain? Please repeat after me.
How was it possible
for Shishupala and Dantavakra,
in the presence of many exalted persons,
to enter very easily
into the body of Krishna,
whose nature is very difficult to attain?
Whose nature is very difficult to attain.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Shishupala and Dantavakra were formerly Joy and Vijay, the doorkeepers of Vaikuntha. Merging into the body of Krishna was not their final destination. For some time they remained merged, and later they received the liberation of Sarupya and Salukya, living on the same planet as the Lord in the same bodily form. The Shastras give evidence that if one blasphemes the Supreme Lord, his punishment is to remain in hellish life for many millions of years, more than one suffers by killing many brahmanas. Shishupal, however, instead of entering hellish life, immediately and very easily received Shajucha Mukti. That such a privilege had been offered to Shishupal was not merely a story. Everyone saw it happen. There was no scarcity of evidence. How did it happen? Maharaj Yudhishthir was very much surprised. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chukshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtham Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Swapadantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shibarshadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Katham Tasmin Bhagavati Dur Avagraiha Dhamani Pashyatan Sarva Lokanam Layam Yatur Anjasa. How was it possible for Shishupala and Dantavakra, in the presence of many exalted persons, to enter very easily into the body of Krishna, whose nature is difficult to attain? So Parikshit Maharaj was asking Srila Sukadeva Goswami. The natural consideration is that how the demons, who were actually very, very offensive, achieved such good fortune of becoming liberated. Even Sajujya Mukti is a very difficult to attain. Although it's an impersonal liberation, it's very difficult to achieve.
but what to speak of. The other four positive liberations, Sarupa, Samipa, Salakya, and Shashti. And although here it appeared that Shishupal achieved Sajujya Mukti, which normally is given to the demons killed by the Lord. Asura Harina Hata. When asuras, demons, are killed by Hari, then they achieve Sajujya Mukti. But Prabhupada pointed out that Shishupal Sajujya Mukti only was a temporary situation. He got Salakya and Sarupya. The reason, of course, is he was an associate of the Lord. And his fall down was actually a divine arrangement of the Lord and his Yogamaya. He wanted to give the Lord the pleasure of fighting, Vira Rasa. There are 5 principal mellows and 7 secondary mellows. And one of the secondary mellows is Vira. Hasya, Adbhut, Vira, Rodra, Bibhatsa, Bhayanaka, and Karun. These are 7 secondary mellows. Out of them, one is Vira. And that Vira Rasa is experienced by fighting. The warriors, the Kshatriyas, they derive pleasure in fighting. So in Vaikuntha, nobody can give the Lord that experience of Vira Rasa. So they wished that, I wish you could allow the Lord to enjoy this rasa. And as a result of that, all these things happened. 4 Kumaras came, they were apparently insulting. They were apparently insulted by the 2 gatekeepers, Jaya and Vijay. And they were cursed. And then interesting thing to notice also was when immediately Lord came out and apologized on behalf of his devotees. That shows how merciful the Lord is towards his devotees. The devotees committed offense and he came out and apologized to the 4 Kumaras. Please don't mind. It's my fault. And then the condition was given to Jai and Vijay. 3 lifetimes as enemy and 5 lifetimes as a friend or a favorable devotee. They said 3 lifetimes is better than 5. And they came as enemies of the Lord. In Satya Yuga, Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha. In Treta Yuga, Ravan and Kumbhakarna, and in Dwapar Yuga as Shishupal and Dantavakra. Became extremely inimical to the Lord. Because unless there is that animosity, there's no possibility of fighting. One doesn't fight with friends. One can fight only with his enemies. So they became enemies of the Lord. And what kind of enemy? Prabhupada pointed out, even in their childhood, even he couldn't even speak properly, he was blaspheming Krishna. There is also a history behind that, that Shishupal was actually born with 4 arms and 3 eyes. His father was a king, Damaghosh, and he was Krishna's uncle. Actually, in that respect, Shishupal was Krishna's cousin, Krishna's aunt's son. And he was born in such a terrible way, with 4 arms and 3 eyes, and his father considered that this is inauspicious. So he wanted to discard the child. I don't want to keep this child. Throw him away. But at that time, there was a voice from the sky that announced that don't discard this child. he will become a very powerful king in future. And don't worry about his extra two arms and extra one eye. They will go away. When he sit on the lap of a certain person, his two arms and two extra arms and one extra eye will disappear. However, that person will kill him. So then his father was making him sit on different lap of different kings and princes, and it didn't disappear. Because he thought that his enemy, like it would be a warrior, a kshatriya. But then one day Krishna was brought to their house. He was aunt's house. And playfully, Krishna kept him on his lap. And his two extra arms and the third eye disappeared. His mother was very worried. Krishna will kill him. So his mother actually appealed to Krishna. Krishna, please forgive all his offenses. Then Krishna said, fine, I will tolerate 100 offenses in a day. But if it exceeds, bad luck. And Shishupal from his childhood became offensive to Krishna. And it reached its climax when during the Rajasuya Yajna of Yudhishthir Maharaj, Sahadev announced, and the thing is, after the Yajna, the Arkha is offered to the most respectable person. An honor is bestowed, displayed to the most respectable person in the assembly. And who was the most respectable person? Sahadev announced, that's Krishna. So let's offer the Arka to Krishna. Yudhishthir Maharaj and the Pandavas immediately accepted, yes, Krishna is the most respectable personality. But Shishupal couldn't tolerate that because he had his animosity towards Krishna from his childhood. He protested, he stood up and started to say all kinds of things. That how can Krishna be selected as the most respectable person? In this assembly there are so many exalted warriors, kshatriyas. Bhishma is there, Jarasandha. No, Jarasandha was already dead. So, all these respectable personalities are here. Plus all these exalted sages are here. Vasudev is here. Maitreya Rishi was there. And so he just kept on and he started to insult Krishna. Who is this person? Nobody knows who he is. Actually, in a way, he was glorifying Krishna. Nobody knows who he is. Nobody knows whether he is really a kshatriya or a vaishya. He was, some say that he was born as a son of Vasudev, but he was brought up in the cowherd community. He didn't grow up like a kshatriya king, kshatriya prince. He grew up in the community of the vaishyas, tending cows from morning till night. And then he started to say things like asperging all kinds of insult to Krishna. That how come when his father is fair complexioned, mother is fair complexioned, he is dark. So one can well imagine what it implies. So in this way he just kept on blaspheming Krishna. Krishna was silently listening. Bhima, who is famous for his temper, he just stood up, picked up his club, and he wanted to just smash Shishupal there. Arjuna was ready to kill him. Many other people just couldn't tolerate this insult to Krishna. But Krishna pacified them. Don't worry, let him be. 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100. Krishna released his Sudarshan Chakra. And his Sudarshan Chakra went, just chopped his head off. But then an amazing thing happened. Shishupal's body was severed. His head was severed from the body, but his soul came out of the body and it merged into Krishna's body. So that is a clear indication of sajujya, merging into Krishna's body. Many such incidents happened actually. Another remarkable one is when Krishna killed Aghasura. Do you remember? Krishna went into Aghasura's mouth and choked Aghasura's throat by expanding himself. Aghasura wanted to swallow him. Krishna expanded his body and his body got stuck in Aghasura's throat. He couldn't swallow him. And he started to emanate heat from his body. Krishna started, and Aghasura just couldn't throw Krishna out of his body, out of his mouth. He got stuck and he couldn't tolerate that. He started to writhe in pain, flapping his whole body. Then finally his soul left from his Brahmarandhra. There was no other way that body could leave. From his Brahmarandhra, he left his body. Now this kind of death also, or this kind of departing from the body, soul's departure from the body, is also achieved by the perfected yogis. So here we can see that Aghasura, just by being killed by Krishna, achieved one such amazing destination. And his soul was hovering. Brahma saw that his soul was static, just floating in the space. And when Krishna came out of his mouth, the soul entered into Krishna's body. So this is how one achieves his spiritual perfection. An inconceivable spiritual benefit, even by being killed by the Lord as his enemy. And that's why Prabhupada is actually making that point. If the enemies of Krishna, being killed by Krishna, achieve such destination, then what to speak of those who become devotees of Krishna and render devotional service unto him? One cannot even imagine what kind of benefit they derive. And it also has been pointed out by Kapil Muni to his mother when he was instructing about the devotees. His mother asked about the devotees, what are the special characteristics of the devotees? And Kapil Muni pointed out there is devotees in the mode of passion, ignorance, devotees in the mode of passion, devotees in the mode of goodness, and then he comes to the Nirguna Bhakta or pure devotees, who are beyond the modes of material nature, those who are situated in the pure spiritual platform. What is their characteristics? And he's saying that they don't want anything. Even the devotees in the mode of goodness has some kind of aspirations or desire out of their spiritual practices. They want something. They want to become free from their sinful reactions and become elevated to the spiritual sky. But the pure devotees of the Lord, they do not have any other desire besides serving the Lord. And even this kind of four kinds of liberation offered to them, they don't want to take it. Diyamanam nagrinhanti bina matsevanam jana. Even diyamanam, that is, even if the Lord offers it to them, nagrinhanti, they don't want to accept it. Bina matsevanam jana. If it is without the possibilities of rendering unalloyed devotional service. So that is the state of pure devotees. That is the situation of the pure devotees of the Lord. That is the thing, and that's the characteristic of the pure devotees of the Lord. Annabhilashita sunnam. They do not have any other desire. Others have desires. Bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami, shakoli, ashanta. The materialistic people, they want bhukti, enjoyment. Then, those who are situated in the knowledge, jnana, they want mukti, liberation. And the yogis, they want siddhi, yogic perfection. Bhukti, mukti, siddhi, kami, shakuli, ashanta. They all are disturbed, they all are perturbed. Only Krishna Bhakta is nishkam. A pure devotee of the Lord is free from any such disturbances because they do not have any desire. So desire makes our heart disturbed and agitated. So the only desire a devotee harbors is his desire to serve the Lord and please Him. That is the qualification of a pure devotee. No personal motivation. Anna bhilashita shunnam. No other desire, abhilasha. Jnana karmad anabritam. They are free from the coverings of jnana and karma. The desire for liberation, desire for material enjoyment, personal enjoyment, physical enjoyment. Jnana karmad anabritam anukullena krishnanushilanam. They simply accept, they want to accept whatever is favorable to Krishna consciousness. Bhakti ruttama, that is the highest form of devotion or pure devotional service. So Srimad Bhagavatam is establishing that pure devotional service. All the other Puranas are tinged with material modes. Some are tinged by mode of passion, some are by ignorance, some are even by goodness. But beyond that is Srimad Bhagavatam. Amal Puran, spotless Puran. It doesn't have any tinge of any material contamination. And that is what Srimad Bhagavatam is establishing as the ultimate goal of spiritual life. And Srila Prabhupada has distributed this all over the world. And it is due to Srila Prabhupada's mercy that we are receiving this most wonderful opportunity. I can see that many of you are coming from various other countries, many other countries. And how has it been possible? Simply due to Prabhupada's mercy. How could you ever think of coming to Mayapur? Did you, before coming in contact with ISKCON, in any remotest dream, think of coming to Mayapur? Think of coming to India and settle down? I don't think so. Even I didn't want to. But it is Srila Prabhupada who made us recognize that this is the best place to be in. And this is the best activity that we can ever be engaged in. And this is the ultimate goal of our existence. This wonderful opportunity that Srila Prabhupada has given, and it is actually, what did Srila Prabhupada give? He opened the gate of Vaikuntha wide open. Not Vaikuntha, I'm sorry. Beyond Vaikuntha, Vrindavan. Devotees are not interested in Vaikuntha. As I said, Diyamanam na grinnanti. These four kind of liberations are in Vaikuntha. But a devotee, if he goes to Vaikuntha, he'll say, okay, I don't want to be here. Because I'm not going to settle for anything less than Vrindavan. And that is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna appeared in this age of Vaivarshata Manvantara. Once in the day of Brahma, Krishna comes. Vaivarshata Manvantara, seventh Manus, 28th Chaturyuga, Dwapar Yuga, towards the end of Dwapar Yuga, Krishna comes. Who? Which Krishna? Swayam Bhagavan Krishna, not an avatar. Once in a day of Brahma, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the son of Nanda Maharaj who resides in Vrindavan, comes to this world, come to this planet. And after displaying his pastimes, Braja Leela, Krishna considers, how will anyone ever enter into Vrindavan? I revealed my Braja Leela, but how will one enter there? Because the Supreme Personality of Godhead is served through Vaidhi Bhakti. But performing Vaidhi Bhakti and achieving perfection, one achieves Vaikuntha. So everyone will follow Vaidhi Bhakti because that's the way to render service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, he'll simply create disturbance. Vaikantike harer bhakti utpatui vakalpate. Shruti Smriti Puranadi Pancharatra Vidhin Bina Vaikantiki Harer Bhakti Utpatui Vakalpati. Even though that devotional service is earnest, Vaikantik, but it will create disturbance if it is not performed following the rules and regulations of the scriptures. That is Vaidhi Bhakti. So one will serve the Lord through Vaidhi Bhakti and he will end up in Vaikuntha. And from Vaikuntha, there is no way to go anywhere else because you'll achieve your sarup and you'll be stuck there. So that's why in Brihad Bhagavatamrita we see Gop Kumar did not want to take the sarup of Vaikuntha. Vaikuntha residents were asking, why are you maintaining a cowherd boy form? You're in Vaikuntha, assume your forearm form. He said, no, I'm not interested. So that is the natural mood of a devotee of Braja, Krishna in his Braja Leela. So Krishna considered, how will anyone enter into Vrindavan? See, the catch is that everyone will serve the Lord following Vaidhi Bhakti, and by following Vaidhi Bhakti, he'll end up in Vaikuntha. So how will one enter into Vrindavan? The way to enter into Vrindavan is Raganuga Bhakti. But we are seeing, Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is saying forbidding. Utpativa Kalpate. That Raganuga Bhakti will simply create a disturbance. Therefore, those who are following Raganuga Bhakti, they go to a remote place, in the forest, in a remote place where there is nobody else. There they perform Raganuga Bhakti. In public you try to perform Raganuga Bhakti, you'll simply create disturbance. We are seeing the so-called followers of Raganuga Bhakti, what they're doing? Simply creating disturbance. So Krishna has a problem here. And Krishna has the way to solve the problem also. And the solution is, by serving the Lord through Vaidhi Bhakti, one will go to Vaikuntha. But serving the Lord as a devotee through Vaidhi Bhakti, one will have entrance to Vrindavan. And that is why Krishna came as a devotee, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Another consideration about that is, What is the definition of Raganuga Bhakti? Raganuga Bhakti is Rag Anug. Rag means pure love. And Anug. The residents of Vrindavan are the Ragatmika Bhaktas. All they have is simple love for Krishna. They don't have any other consideration. Now, when one renders devotional service following one of the residents of Vrindavan, then that becomes Raganuga Bhakti. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahakrishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Assuming whose mood? Srimati Radharani's. So when you're following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are you following? You're following Srimati Radharani, the greatest Raganuga Bhakta, Ragatmika Bhakta. So when you're following him, you're actually indirectly performing Raganuga Bhakti. Performing Vaidhi Bhakti, but it's being transformed into Raganuga Bhakti, and the result is the gate of Vaikuntha, gate of Vrindavan will open up wide for you to enter there. That also has been pointed out through the discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. The final point, or the ultimate point, Ramananda Rai is seeing Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Radha Krishna. Rasaraj Mahabhav Dui Akrup. So when we render service to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and when we achieve our ultimate perfection, then in place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we'll see Radha Krishna. And when we see Radha Krishna, where will we be? Where we are then? We are in Vrindavan. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu created this inconceivable good fortune for us, and Srila Prabhupada came and distributed it all over the world. That was actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's agenda. Every town and village all over the world. And that's why Srila Prabhupada came, and whatever he has done is simply for that. And in order to continue that mission, Srila Prabhupada has created ISKCON. And it is through ISKCON this mission is going to continue. This movement is going to spread all over the world, in every town and village, fulfilling the prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and his words can never go in vain. It's bound to happen, and it will happen. And it will happen through Srila Prabhupada's divine arrangement in the form of his International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari. Does anybody have any question or comment? Yes.
In the Mahabharata, the version by Krishna Dharma has brought out, it mentions in there that he performed another pastime with killing of Shishupal, and that was the killing of Shishupal's father.
Oh, no, 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 that's Jayadrath. That's not Shishupal.
Oh, it's another
pastime. Jayadrath's father, Brihadaksha, his father had a condition that whoever causes his son's head to fall on the ground, his head will split into 1,000 pieces. So that's why when Jayadrath was killed, Krishna told Arjun, first of all, Jayadrath was Arjun was supposed to enter into fire if he couldn't kill Jayadrath by the end of the day. So throughout the day they fought, and it's coming towards the end of the day, and it's a big concern. Like Krishna couldn't kill Arjun couldn't kill Jayadrath, because Dronacharya created an arrangement of phalanx that was impenetrable. So when it was seen that Arjuna is not able to kill Jayadratha, and the condition is that he would enter, and everyone was quite excited. Well, that time is, the sun is about to set. Not sat as yet, about to set. So Krishna sent his Sudarshan Chakra and covered the sun. And everyone thought that the sun set and the Kauravas sighed, and they became jubilant. That, well, now Arjuna is going to enter into fire. And in their jubilation, they lost all their defense. And then Krishna removed the Sudarshan Chakra. Sun came up, came out, and Arjuna then shoot his arrow. With one arrow, he cut his head off, and then he shoot arrow, another arrow, that took the head and carried the head all the way to Himalayas, where his father was sitting on meditation, and his head fell on his lap, and he became startled and stood up quickly, and his head fell from his lap, and his head was split in 2,000 pieces. Thank you. Yeah, that was Jayadratha.
Thank you, sir. Sorry, Krishna.
Yes? Yeah, go ahead.
When we hear pastimes of how Krishna killed Shishupal, and how Shishupal merged into Krishna's body, and we see how merciful Krishna is, and how sometimes it appears very easy to achieve his mercy, like the pastime of Narad Muni became self-realized in just 4 months or 3 months, something like that. So how can we make sure that we remain enthusiastic when we see our situation after 8 years, 9 years, 12 years of practicing, and we're not getting that realization? What are the reasons why it doesn't happen as instantaneously as for us, and how can we remain inspired in our devotion?
Very good question. Thank you. So, most of it has already been achieved, that you have taken to Krishna consciousness. Right? More than 50% is already achieved just by accepting Krishna consciousness, surrendering to Krishna. And the rest of it is just stay in ISKCON. Just stay in ISKCON and it will happen. That is Srila Prabhupada's divine arrangement. And we are seeing when the devotees leave their bodies in ISKCON, how wonderfully they leave their bodies. You know, the way they leave their bodies, it becomes obvious that they have made it. Even those who left, as you were saying, left the movement, fallen down and all. But before leaving their body, those who came back to ISKCON, glorious departure. Go ahead. Yeah.
If someone wants to make advancement as fast as those personalities, what are the things that could stop them from achieving that advancement as quickly as possible?
Don't worry about time. Our prayer is Mama Janmani Janmanishwari. Let it take thousands of lifetimes, who cares? At least let us remain in this path. Isn't it wonderful to be in this path? Be on this path. You know the story of the cobbler and the yogi? I'll quickly tell that story. A yogi was performing his, you know, austerity so severely that there was an anthill around his body. So Narad Muni happened to pass by. So yogi asked, can you please tell me, when you meet the Lord, can you please ask him when he'll remember me and take me back to him? Narad Muni said, okay, I will ask. And then Narad Muni came across a cobbler. He is doing his job and chanting the holy name at the same time. So he also asked Narad Muni, will you please ask the Lord when you see him next, when will he remember me? So the yogi, Narad Muni came back, and the yogi asked, Narad Muni said, it'll take another lifetime. Yogi became very upset. And he asked Narad Muni, "Are you sure you went and saw the Lord? Tell me what he was doing." Narad Muni said, "Yeah, he was passing an elephant through the eye of a needle." "Oh, I thought that you're bluffing. How can anyone take an elephant through the eye of a needle?" The yogi was so convinced that in this lifetime he's going to make it. But the understanding is clear. Through yoga you can't make it. You have to become a devotee. So you have to come back again. Right? Another lifetime. So he asked the cobbler. And the cobbler said, he was sitting under a tamarind tree. And the tamarind tree has innumerable leaves. So he asked, "When will the Lord remember me?" He said, "Yes, I asked him. And he said, as many leaves are there in the tamarind tree, that many times you have to take birth." And the cobbler started to dance in ecstasy. "Oh, someday the Lord will remember me." And then Narad Muni said, "Did you believe me? That I asked the Lord and he said something like that?" And he said, "Yes, it's all up. Ultimately, it's Lord's desire." And then he said, Narad Muni told him, "Do you know what the Lord was doing at that time?" He said, "What? Please tell me." He said, "He was passing an elephant through the eye of a needle." And he became more ecstatic. "Oh, see how wonderful the Lord is." Narad Muni asked him, "Did you believe me? That how can anyone possibly pass an elephant through the eye of a needle?" So the cobbler picked up a tamarind seed. And he said that if the Lord can keep this big tree inside the seed, what's a big deal for him to pass an elephant through the eye of a needle? And then all the leaves fell from the tree. And the chariot came from Vaikuntha to take him back. So that's why, you see, devotee's concern is not when. His prayer is, "Kito janamo ho jatha tua dash." Let me be born even as an insect in the association of your devotees. So all he wants is the association of devotees and the opportunity to render devotional service. Yeah, last question. Okay, last two questions.
We should rack our brains to come up with ideas to spread ISKCON. Does that mean that Srila Prabhupada's antiquated instructions that were for a particular time and circumstance should be rejected for innovative and forward-thinking new ideas?
Well, ultimate consideration is the intention. Like how sincerely we want to do it. And Krishna will make arrangements and we simply have to get tuned into that arrangement. Right? And Prabhupada, and like we don't really have to innovate anything. Srila Prabhupada made all the arrangements. Srila Prabhupada gave us this institution of ISKCON. Such a wonderful arrangement to cultivate our Krishna consciousness in perfect association of devotees. Prabhupada's books are there. We can distribute these books, we can preach from the books, we can practice following these books. So all these arrangements Srila Prabhupada has made, so let's just stay in the movement executing those wonderful arrangements that Srila Prabhupada made. We don't have to become a superstar to create something, you know, innovative, to become a big hero. No, let's become a humble servant of Krishna, and that's, Krishna will make all the arrangements. Right. All we need to do is sincerely render our devotional service. So last question there. Yeah, please.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. There are many groups who also try to follow somehow Radha Krishna outside from ISKCON. But Srila Prabhupada mentioned in one comment in Chaitanya Charitamrita that without following the footsteps of the six Goswami, we will end up as Sahajiyas. So what is with these groups and also nice persons who don't really, they don't know about the six Goswami?
Well, we don't really have the time and energy to figure out what others are doing. We are simply concerned about, we found our Prabhupada, and our business is to just stay in ISKCON and follow Srila Prabhupada's instructions. That's all we have to do. We don't have to worry about what others are doing, whether they'll make it or not, doesn't matter. We know that by staying in ISKCON, we are going to make it. Hare Krishna. Gaur Premanande.